The Individualized Education Plan, the IEP, can include or should include identified disability, the present level of functioning of the child. It measures annual goals and objectives. It identifies services, has the dates of when the services begin and end, and it identifies the personnel who's responsible for planning and providing the services. It's very important to have parent input, the teacher's input from Head Start, as well as other staff, and the IEP is finalized at the IEP meeting.